is Thursday, August 5th. We'll tell you about a daunting new count that shows just how many people have been impacted by COVID-19 and why even that number doesn't tell the whole story. Also, a first-of-its-kind lawsuit. Another country is now suing big-name gun makers here in the U.S. Plus, why it might be a good idea for Americans to start hurricane preps, how TikTok is starting to look a little more like Instagram and Snapchat, and who just became the richest woman in the music industry. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. It's another sobering milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. Johns Hopkins University now says more than 200 million people around the world have been diagnosed with the virus since the pandemic started. The global death toll stands at nearly 4.3 million. The true number is believed to be much higher, since this is just how many cases and deaths countries have officially reported. And in a lot of places, testing is limited. Still, it's a record, and it's one that's only growing as the world is now dealing with the new Delta variant that's thought to be at least twice as contagious as the original strain. The rate of new cases is now going up in about a third of countries, and a lot of them haven't been able to give even half of their population even one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Because of that, the World Health Organization is calling on all countries to hold off on considering booster shots. A lot of health experts around the world have been debating whether people might need an extra shot after they've been fully vaccinated. So far, it's still not scientifically proven that giving people an extra dose will really help to prevent COVID-19 from spreading. But it's a theory that's being tested here in the U.S. And some countries, like Israel and France, are already giving out boosters. Either way, the WHO says governments should wait until at least 10% of every country's population is vaccinated first, before straining vaccine supplies even more. The U.S. is promising to keep helping in that effort, though. It has donated more than 110 million vaccines to the rest of the world so far. That's more than any other country has shared combined. The Mexican government is now suing some of America's biggest gun manufacturers. It's accusing them of negligence that makes it easy for powerful drug cartels to get their weapons. Mexico's lawsuit names 11 companies, including Smith & Wesson, Glock, and Colt. It says an estimated at least 70% of weapons trafficked to Mexico come from the U.S. That's more than 500,000 guns every year. And it wants $10 billion in compensation for the havoc those guns have wrought in its country. In 2019 alone, at least 17,000 Mexican homicides were linked to trafficked weapons. So far, the manufacturers haven't commented about this lawsuit, but one trade association for the U.S. gun industry called Mexico's allegations baseless. And it says Mexico is solely responsible for the crime and corruption within its borders. At least one legal expert also told the AP Mexico's effort is a, quote, long shot. Still, it could take years for this lawsuit to be resolved. It turns out that scathing report that came out about New York's governor could be just the start of his problems. Four New York prosecutors now say they've opened separate criminal investigations over allegations he sexually harassed and inappropriately touched several women. They were all announced shortly after the state's attorney general laid out the allegations earlier this week. It's not clear if Cuomo will actually be charged with the crime, though. One expert told Politico the actions the governor is accused of are generally considered civil matters, not criminal. As for Cuomo, he still says he's innocent and that he won't step down. But state lawmakers might force him out of office. They're meeting early next week to talk about next steps that could lead to impeachment. To be continued. California officials are taking drastic action to combat a severe drought. They're restricting water access for thousands of Central Valley farmers. Typically, those farmers draw from the state's largest rivers to water their crops. However, they'll soon either face limits on how much they can take or not be able to take any at all. The California Water Board wants to prioritize the drinking water supply first. So it approved this new order, and assuming the Secretary of State signs off, it will go into effect in 2 weeks. This could impact the rest of the U.S. too, since California is by far the largest agricultural producer in the country. Experts say this means there might be smaller harvests of things like corn or alfalfa. It looks like we're in the middle of another active Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, aka NOAA, updated its seasonal forecast this week. It's now predicting anywhere between 15 to 21 named storms, including the five we've already had this year. If the forecast is right, that would make this the sixth above average hurricane season in a row. NOAA also thinks this year, three to five of the storms will be major hurricanes. By major hurricane, we're talking about a Category 3 or higher, with winds of at least 111 miles an hour. NOAA says storm activity will really start ramping up in the next 2 weeks, so it's important for people to get their disaster kits and evacuation plans ready now, just in case. Typically, hurricane season lasts through the end of November. Much more news ahead, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, explains what she likes about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
I know the past year plus has been especially stressful, but you still deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve your goals and feel like your best self. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for our mental health. And BetterHelp makes it so easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. And it's confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling, where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month. Just go to betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
For the first time ever, a Black woman has won the gold medal in freestyle wrestling at the Olympics. Tamira Mensah-Stock is also only the second American woman to ever come in first place in this event. The Texas native beat her opponent from Nigeria 4-1 in the championship match. Meanwhile, over on the soccer field, the American women's team is competing for a bronze medal early this morning. They're playing against Australia. The men's basketball team is also facing an Australian team early this morning in the semifinal round. The winner is guaranteed a medal. Speaking of medals, Team USA is still on top. Our American athletes have won dozens of medals, including almost 30 gold ones. The Tokyo Olympic Games wraps up in just 3 days. It seems we're watching a lot less TV now compared to just a few months ago. At least, that's according to the streaming platform Roku. Between April and June, Roku customers streamed nearly 17.5 billion hours worth of content. But that's about 1 billion fewer hours compared to the previous quarter. And it's far lower than expected. Roku says it's clear people are streaming less because they're starting to get out more as pandemic restrictions ease up. And while your mom would probably be thrilled you're spending less time in front of the TV, Wall Street isn't as happy. Roku's report caused the company shares to drop by about 7% yesterday. TikTok is experimenting with disappearing videos, sort of like the ones on Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. The video sharing app is testing out TikTok stories. Like on the other social media apps, the videos automatically delete after 24 hours. This same concept has been pretty popular on some apps, but not so much on others. As Business Insider reports, more than 500 million people use Instagram stories every day. But remember, Twitter shut down its version called Fleets this week because not enough people were using it. For now, TikTok stories are only available for some users. TikTok hasn't said when it plans to make stories more widely available. Rapper DaBaby is facing more backlash over some controversial comments he made at a concert last month. A lot of people are now calling him homophobic. In addition to comments about gay encounters, he also made false claims about people living with HIV or AIDS. Well, DaBaby has been widely criticized ever since, and he's been dropped from tons of big-name shows. First, he was dropped from Lollapalooza last weekend. Now, he's also been pulled from more big-name shows, like Austin City Limits, the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and the Governor's Ball in New York. He also lost a branding deal with a clothing company. DaBaby has since publicly apologized. In an Instagram post, he described his remarks as misinformed and hurtful. He also said he appreciated how some people had reached out to, quote, offer wisdom, education, and resources. Just this week, 11 LGBTQ and HIV/AIDS organizations signed an open letter to the rapper. They offered to meet with him privately to discuss how he could use his platform to help better educate people about HIV and AIDS. Rihanna has officially joined the Billionaires Club. Forbes says the pop star is now worth an estimated $1.7 billion. That makes her the second richest woman in entertainment after Oprah Winfrey. But it's not her music that's earned her the most money. It's her business enterprises. Rihanna launched a makeup company in 2017 called Fenty Beauty. That accounts for more than 80% of Rihanna's wealth. As for the other 20%, she also owns a lingerie company called Savage X Fenty. And then, of course, there's her music and film career. Rihanna hasn't released new music since 2016, but she's reportedly working on her 9th studio album now. No release date has been announced yet. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we're talking about why this allergy season is more severe and longer than usual. But first, here's Erica again with a message from our sponsor, Noom.
Whenever I'm having a hard time making a decision between two choices, I try to always stop and ask myself if there is a third option, a different solution or middle ground that maybe I hadn't thought about before. Well, the same can be true when it comes to health and fitness. There can be a lot of pressure to label certain foods just good or bad, or to follow some strict rules if you want results. Well, Noom feels that just creates unnecessary dilemmas and stress. Instead, Noom wants to change how you see food with a psychology-based approach to building healthier habits. It's not about making you feel guilty or regretful. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is about better understanding your relationship with food and then empowering you to make healthy choices that work with your lifestyle and can be long-lasting. You get to choose your health goals, and Noom will then personalize a program for you. And Noom only needs a daily 10-minute check-in. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, that's spelled Noom.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Does it feel like your allergy symptoms have been worse than usual this year? Well, don't worry, you're not imagining it. Experts say allergy season is longer than it used to be and more severe. There are a few reasons for this. For starters, the pollen count is higher than ever before. There is 20% more pollen in the air compared to the 1990s, and it's only expected to get worse in the next two decades. You can also blame the trees in your neighborhood. As Axios reports, urban planners tend to plant male trees because they don't grow fruit, which can be messy. But the issue is, male trees release pollen, and if there aren't enough female trees in the area to collect the pollen, it hangs around in the air and aggravates our allergies. Another reason for this year being especially bad, the U.S. had a relatively mild winter that led to more mold this spring and summer. And a lot of us are struggling. About 30% of American adults suffer from seasonal allergies, and 40% of children. If that's you, experts recommend keeping the windows closed early in the morning and in the evening, since that's when you're most likely to breathe in allergens. Thanks for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.